In the name of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I actually want to touch on two of the readings today, since we have all day, right? No? Okay. Let me just start with this. Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus in this portion of the scripture ends this way: "Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." And as we hear that this morning, we may be asking ourselves, doesn't feel like Christ is shining on us today. And I would say, maybe that is the feeling, but it certainly isn't the truth. Amen? So I would say, as we move forward in these uncertain times, all of us are having different reactions to what is happening. We are experiencing feelings that we generally don't feel on a daily basis, perhaps. There's fear and anger and anxiety and depression. There is so confusion, we don't know what to do, where we can go, who we can be around. As I stand here before you this morning and the handful of other people that sit before me to make this possible, I'm wondering, how do we do this? How do we do this? And like all things, we do the best we can do with what we have. So I stand before you to say, in the midst of all of this, brothers and sisters, what the church needs is to be confident in the very presence of God. We need to be confident that He is with us. We need to be confident for those in the world who have no hope. We need to be the hope. We need to be pointing to Jesus. As I was thumbing through various things and looking for inspiration to go along with this morning, I thought I found from Columbia University 5 traits of a particular group of people. The 5 traits are: they want to help, they're committed to health, meeting their own health, making sure they're there to be for others. They're flexible and adaptable, eager to learn, and self-sacrificing. And as I read that, those are actually characteristics of first responders as defined by Columbia University. And I would say, as I read that, if you could just add, and they are sure that Jesus is Lord, those would be the characteristics of the church. The characteristics that the church needs to be carrying with them this day and every day, but maybe most especially right now. Jesus is Lord, and we can find confidence and strength. We know that in the midst of our liturgy, the psalm that we hear today, Psalm 23, is easily the most popular psalm across all of Christendom, at least Western Christendom, to be read at a funeral. It's actually a psalm that was designed to build confidence, and within our liturgy and our understanding and our tradition, that is why it is used at funerals. You may or may not be aware, when we have a burial mass, we are talking about an Easter service, a resurrection service. God with us, life with Him becoming eternal. And we should hear what it is He has to say in the midst of it every single day. It was designed to give us confidence. Our prayer book, Psalm 23, reads along this way: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters." In this image, He is the good shepherd, making sure the sheep have everything they need. "He revives my soul, more than just the feeding of the body, and guides me along right pathways for His name's sake." He pushes us in the direction in which we need to go, the way in which He's calling us to go, so that we can be true followers of God. Verse 4, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." As we reflect on that verse alone, if you find yourself wondering and worrying and concerned, looking at the world and what might happen next, we don't know, but we do know this. Whatever it may be, as we walk in it, we are walking in this valley of the shadow of death, perhaps. But remember this, it's a shadow. Light chases away shadows. It is just a shadow. This world can hand us many things. this world is broken and fallen just as we are broken and fallen people in it. But it doesn't overtake the power of God. It is a shadow of death. Because for those of us who believe, those of us who are confident in the fact that Jesus is Lord, we become the light. And when we become the light, the shadows are chased away. When we can turn to the world and say, but we have a king in Jesus Christ, we have confidence in that which he has done for us, we don't know what will happen in this life, but we do know that through our faith in Jesus Christ, the very grace of God present to us, we have life eternal. No matter what happens in this world, no matter how things turn out, God is good. He has done all that needs to be done so that we may receive that which he desires most, life eternal with him. And he spreads a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Brothers and sisters, on this day, as we stand in this building with very few people in it when it should be filled, I hope that you're out there listening and you're hearing and knowing that Jesus is Lord. Grab a hold of Psalm 23 and hear what it is truly saying to you. Be confident in the promises that God has given you so that you can stand in the midst of what now appears to be darkness and be the light, so that we can recognize that all that we see in this world is just a shadow. And as we stand as the light of Christ to our neighbors, to our family, to our friends, the shadows will be chased away. Jesus is Lord. Amen.